Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to rumble in the jungle. We are going to be so much more. Some of you are aware of the fact that this week I've been interviewed by CTV and CBS. Sorry, not CBS, CBC, not CBS. I don't think I want to go on CBS, but CBC. And some of you were kind of concerned, you know, that maybe I shouldn't have done this, and they may be, you know, for whatever reason. I get the concern. I do. But I had to go on there because I was in the kitchen one day and I was praying, talking to God. I asked God, I said, God, there's got to be something we can do to stem the tide. God, there's got to be something to stop them from jumping off this cliff. And this is what I call divine coincidence. Maybe I'm wrong, but shortly thereafter, I had people taking pictures of my signs. I never thought much of it because people do it all the time. They stand, look around, and take off. And then next thing you know, I get a call from AM800, which, by the way, never sent me a link to the show. Again, I saw some of the write-ups and there's snide remarks and there's not a lot of children there, so I guess it's not really important they listen to that nonsense. Then I get the CBC call me, want to do an interview. So how'd you find me? He says social media, really. So then we do an interview. Now the interview took about between 5 and 7 minutes, not very long. But then I watched the CBC news, the portrayal that they did of me, and I knew it was going to be a contortion. I just didn't know how it was going to be contorted. And the interesting thing they did was they had interviewed me for 6 minutes and only had gave me 6 seconds to say anything on the channel. Meanwhile, they had some sort of expert up in the Toronto area saying that whatever they were saying, trying to smear me, saying I didn't know what I was talking about, and I know more than she does, this woman does. She has no clue. And the people I were quoting were actual geneticists from France, from Ireland, medical people that are involved in vaccines, like the German fellow from Highwire. I was listening to all these different high-end professionals. This is where I was coming from. And yet, the CBC never quoted any of the references that I used. Not one. This is why I said that the media never tells you the truth. Never. Never. Wanted to make a point. And it's rattled some people. I have had some phone calls. Most of the phone calls I've had have been pretty positive. I have actually one woman call me from up northern Canada. Tell me that she had been in a room with people who had the quote-unquote injectable and caught whatever they had. Now, this is the other interesting thing about this, just so you understand something. Even the Canadian government is acknowledging the fact that you can catch COVID even if you've gotten COVID. How does that happen? Because it's jumping. Because it's jumping, that's why. I've had calls, someone sent me a report that women who are now coming in contact with people who have been vaccinated are now miscarrying. Wow, but I don't know what I'm talking about. Then I had the CTV. Same thing, CTV had probably about 7 to 10 minutes interview with her. Same thing, only had one little smidgen of what I had to say, and then the smear campaign went around. I didn't know what I was saying, blah, 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 and all this other bullshit. And some ethicist was making a comment, I can do whatever I want in my store, I can shut it if I want to, if I don't want people in the store that have had the injectables. And the interesting thing in these interviews was I had specified clearly, we don't know enough yet about these things in order to be able to make a proper assessment. They should never have been put in people in the first place because all the tests that were done on animals, they all died. So if the animals are dying, what's it going to do to people? We don't know, do we? But I've been getting pictures. I had one picture of this woman's legs. Her legs were completely top to bottom, pillar to post, filled with blood clots and blood damage and blood vessel damage. Yet they don't show you that on the CBC. They don't show you that on CTV. See, the biggest problem with the networks today, and this is why one of the reasons, and it's caused controversy already. It has caused major controversy. And reason why, and it's one of the reasons why I did it, to create a controversy so that people will now start going to their insurance companies and asking, am I going to be covered if I'm damaged by these injectables or vaccines? Because you got to speak the language that the insurance companies are going to understand. If I go to, and everybody who's thinking about getting the injectable should seriously call their insurance company, life insurance, hospitalization insurance, pharmaceutical insurance, whatever insurance you got, and ask them, are you going to be covered if something should go wrong? If you wind up permanently debilitated, or you wind up permanently disabled, or if you wind up permanently incapacitated, are they going to take care of you? It's a legitimate question everybody should be asking their insurance companies. Now, is the government going to take care of you, or are they just going to terminate you? Because, see, the reason why these injectables were given in the first place was to remove all the dead weight in Canada. What I mean by dead weight, according to the Canadian government and the Canadian policies that we have in this country, the corporate policies we have in this country, if you're collecting a pension, if you're collecting some sort of social assistance, or if you're collecting some sort of social disability, if you're a senior and you're collecting some kind of monies from some system, you are now dead weight. You're causing a bleed to happen into the system. So the easiest way to fix that is to terminate you. That's what it is. I was listening to a Italian parliamentarian. And I heard it before. A friend of mine brought it back up. It's going to be on one of the shows, so you can listen to it. For those of you who speak Italian, that woman, I got to tell you, she had more balls than our premier does. Ford, I think, has been castrated. Just my thinking. No balls. Ballless Ford. I'll call him right or left. So, Mr. Ballless Ford. Ford, you have any balls left? Something like that. And she came right out and stated, Silly Billy has killed over, or not, he has debilitated over 500,000 East Indians. Guy's a racist. Because right after that, he killed another 300,000, 350,000 Africans. This guy's got something about people with color. I don't know what it is. A lot of my friends have color, you know. I got a lot of colored people friends. What can I tell you? All kinds of colors. Light skin, dark skin, in-between skin. Some are leaning a little bit one way, some leaning a little bit another. But, I mean, like I said, I've never seen a black man or a white man. Never. Keep telling that to everybody. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. You know. And you got this going on. I wonder how many Asians he's killed or permanently debilitated. You know. Experimental fodder as far as he's concerned. So she, I'm telling you, this woman had a pistol. She, and for like 5 minutes, she just let it loose. Described all the weaponry, all the things, every here and there. They were, you know, they're utilizing their democratic process to take the podium to express themselves. And one guy tried to heckle her, and the guy in charge said, enough of that bullshit. Everyone has a right to express themselves. You may or may not have an agreement to what's going on, but now you will have a platform if you so desire. See, this is the interesting thing about media. The media will only allow you to say what they want you to hear. And when you don't say, you don't follow the narrative, you don't follow the paradigm, you don't follow the bullshit, then what happens is they try to bring in people to discredit you. And the interesting thing about it is because you only see a person there for 6 seconds that has any kind of opposing view. I'm surprised it even made the network, to be honest with you. I really am. I'm so surprised it even got there on a mainstream network. Two of them on top of that, you know, I was actually stunned that it made it. But when they both give you only like about 6 to 7 seconds of airtime, and then they give the rest of the time, because the one woman kept telling me with the MTV that okay, all they can do is snippets, you know, snippets. She was saying I was talking too long, blah, blah, she had to cut it down to snippets. Well, you know, are you going to do an interview or are you going to fuck around? That's my perspective. And are you going to allow me to have a real say in the medium? Which I knew that wasn't going to happen. So, but they took the bait. They took the bait. This was perfect. Perfect. Because now anybody that listens to these interviews will see and observe what I've observed. I want to connect the dots. I want to make sure everybody can see how they manipulate the media, how they only get one person that's in the opposition a very minuscule amount of time, and yet those who are in complete alliance, they gave them the whole frickin' 2 minutes. Yeah, that went about 2 minutes of that. You know, maybe a minute. I got 6 seconds and they got the rest of the time. And that's how that works. And I knew that, I wanted to present this to you, so every time you watch the news and you hear some kind of narrative where it's in complete opposition to the current narrative that they want you to accept, then you're going to see what I just got done saying. And this is how they manipulate the mind. This is how they project their programming into people, by only allowing you as the observer or as the audience to just see what they want you to see, and to give you just enough of a view to psychologically give you a profile of whoever for just long enough so that the next 55, 60 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever, the other side can have their say and completely badger. It's funny. Guy starts off and says something about disinformation, and then they hear me, whatever, and because the one interview I did is with Zoom, and the other one, she actually came here. So I do thank them for giving me the exposure. I'm not even mad, to be honest with you. I'm kind of laughing at this. It's hilarious. And then psychiatrist got on the air, said he wasn't aware of it, and then he had the audacity to say, "Oh, the vaccines are safe." I mean, are you kidding me? This, like I said, is a buffoon. He has no clue. He is following the narrative. Okay, they're following the narrative, and they're not, like I said, he's not qualified to be a health minister. He's a shrink. He knows how to write drugs. He knows how to hook people on drugs. That's all he knows how to do. The vaccines are so safe. Why did they shut down AstraZeneca? Why did they shut down? Why did they take Johnson & Johnson off the market? Why did they take Moderna off the market? Why did they take Pfizer off the market? They put them back on. So, the benefits outweigh the danger. How does anybody figure dying, you know, outweigh, you know, death being the danger outweighs what you're being injected for? Hey, you might die, but the benefit outweighs the danger. They're perfectly safe as long as you don't mind dying. Here, let us stick this. Let us give you a couple. Let's give you some Moderna. Then the next shot. Oh yeah, that according to the nurse I had interviewed in the UK. They were telling her to take another dose, but from a different company. Well, they're all producing different delivery methods, all genetic. You think maybe they wanted her dead? The benefits outweigh the dangers. I said to the one on the MTV, this is again during the talk, while we were having the interview, I said to her, which didn't make it to the television, I said, we've been better off. At the very beginning of this, we had all hugged each other, kissed each other in the cheek, all got sick, came back, and got over it in 10 days, and all been back to normal. How is it that the premier of this province, this hypocrite that we have, this ballless wonder, can run his business and his operations, making millions of dollars every week, and yet, Windsor, Ontario, we already have problems keeping an economy going here. Well, motor industry is best is fickle. Chrysler is fickle as can be. So you might work a couple weeks, you might be off for a couple months. This is how fickle it is here. How is it that this premier can have a business or a manufacturing company making millions of dollars every week, decide that it's his quote unquote mandates to shut down cities and towns that depend on small business. That's what makes the economy go down. Buying a car at Chrysler doesn't stimulate the economy, it just stimulates the laborers there to make money, and then they spend money at these different shops. These shops is what keeps the city of Windsor going. And they want to shoot all the small business down. They want to shoot all the small businesses down. Can you imagine that? All small business shut down. Dun, 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 dun. Terrible. Horrific. So when we're looking at the gist of all this bullshit and the game, we have the most incompetent people taking care of our civilization in Ontario. And this is going to be, why are we opening it up like Texas? Why are we not opening up like Texas? Or Florida? Or Sweden? Why aren't we doing that? As you can see, they got a robust economy. As you can see, they have no numbers going up. Our numbers seem to keep going up, just like in Michigan. Because Michigan is another dumbass state that is doing what Ontario is doing, increasing the lockdown measures. And as the more they increase the lockdowns, the higher the numbers seem to be going. But yet in Florida, Ohio, or not Ohio, sorry, Texas, Florida, Sweden, the numbers are down. People are going out. Somebody just came in today and said they were just in Florida. Just in Florida. He says nobody's wearing a mask. Everybody's walking around like it's normal down there. Nobody gives a shit. She said they're out shopping, doing whatever. How is it? And in Texas, they just had a baseball game with 40,000 people. No mask. Oh, Ford, you're going to die, Ford. Oh, my gosh. These people had no mask. And they went to a ball game. Oh, my gosh. Ballless wonder. These health ministers that we have in this province should be all removed. Their incompetence and incapacity. Mr. Trudeau, Prime Minister. And he comes right out and says, I couldn't believe this. I'm hearing this guy that the COVID vaccines don't work. You have to have all this other shit to go with it. Well, if it isn't working, why bother getting the vaccine in the first place? Just, you know, walk around wearing a bodysuit. And then one of his cabinet ministers who's on the cabinet with him and that reject, the test tube reject from a test tube, she's saying that, okay, they got to try to figure a way to, you know, when they open the border, to have a standard that both sides will have that they will acknowledge. She mentions that you can get COVID even if you had the COVID vaccine. Are you effing kidding me? It's about as useless as three tits on a horse. I'm not kidding. This is ridiculous. It's not immunizing you. It's not protecting you. Why the frick would you want to stick a needle of that shit inside your body? This is what blows me away. You know, it's astounding to me that this is happening. So anyway, I have to concur that this is the fallacy of this shit. And this is all about, I was watching Chris Sky, he's in Alberta. You know, and he made a comment or two that I thought is worth mentioning in regarding to what's going on. This is all about our rights as Canadians to be taken away. And he says the only reason this shit is even happening now is because everybody's complying to it. Wanting to hide because they're afraid of a boogeyman variant. Yeah, I was watching you call those things a clip on YouTube, trailer. Watching a trailer on Loki, you know, the god of mischief, right? So he messes up time and the people in charge of the time you know, get him. They arrest him. And so now he's walking around, and on the back of his shirt, you see the term variant. This was all, again, code. Variant, through the movie. They had already had this prepared. Variant. The only variant we have are our politicians. They are variants. Every one of them are variants. We don't have any representation in Canada anymore, but the PC party is a joke. Same with the Liberal Party. Liberal Party's always been a joke. Look what we got, the court jester running the Liberal Party. So we've always had that there. And the PCs are not opposing anything. They're not challenging anything. What are they challenging? You got one or two that are opening their mouths saying something. I wish our parliamentarians were like that woman in Italy. They got closed captions in English there so you can hear what she's saying, read what she's saying. She had more testicular fortitude than Ford, Kerry, or Bonnie combined. I'm telling you. I mean, she was a pistol. So I'm just pointing this out again, you know. Now they're also interviewing Bill Gates. He was on an interview as well, and it's just amazing because now he's worried about climate change. Then I was listening to something from Turkey and what was really in the containers, why that ship went the way it did. This ship was carrying chemical compositions which were being designed so that the planes and the jets could fly over farmland and kill the cattle. This is what they're saying. You'll see it on the one of the links here that I'll have on there. Imagine that. Silly Billy was going to bring all this shit in, talking about anti-climate change and how we're going to need to spray the skies. I got some words I want to say about this F.O. son of a something. You know, man. We got young people listening because they would have learned a new level of Canadian tonight. I'm telling you, he wants to spray the sky with a poison that will kill the livestock. That fuck. So, it's, again, he doesn't care about life. You know, and the Italian woman that was speaking in the parliament, she's correct. He should be hung. He should be arrested for crimes against humanity. I had some other thoughts. I hope the people that need to find him can make sure he's never resurrected again. That's my thinking. Because of what he's done to this planet and what he's about to do to the American people and to the Canadian public, okay, to North America, spraying shit in the sky. And maybe that's why all the pets are dying in Windsor. I've had 9 people tell me that animals are dying in this city for no reason. The vets can't figure it out. Perhaps maybe because they're spraying shit in the sky and killing all your pets. Maybe they're experimenting on people's pets. And that means if your pets are dying, you may wind up with some kind of cancer. Not from your pet, but from the shit they're putting in the air. And maybe that's what's going on. A new strain of something they're spraying so that can kill the animals. You know, it's amazing, truly amazing, that we have the most incompetent people on the planet calling the shots right now. It couldn't get any more demonic than what it is. The lunacy and the idiocy of what we have going on. The people that have the power to make a real change in this planet is destroying the planet. It's a sad state of affairs. And what's worse, and what is worse, is that the people are complying with the destruction of the earth. Destruction of their pets. Destruction of the livestock. Destruction of the land. Destruction of their own personal health. The possession of these chemicals inside the cells, causing all kinds of problems. I have an assignment for everybody. I thought about this tonight, I'm supposed to be doing a speech next week on the at the river, next Sunday on the 24th. I think Sunday is the Sun. Sorry, next Saturday on the 24th. So this is your assignment. If you can find anything, any photograph, any link, any statement, any kind of validity to people being infected by the injectable through indirect contact. In other words, not by getting it directly injected into them. Even those, if you find people that have also been infected by these injectables, please send me the links or the data on it. I want to be as loaded for bear as possible, be as convincing as possible, so that people can see with their own eyes. So that when I present them, have you checked with your insurance companies if they will protect you from any of these conditions here? Because if the insurance, going right back to the way we started, if the insurance companies will not cover you with these things that are going on, then they are not safe. Not safe. Why is it that the insurance company will cover you if you're driving a car? Because you can get killed just as easy driving a car as you can be getting an injectable. The only time you don't get covered by an insurance is if you're jumping out of an airplane with a parachute, or if you're scuba diving. Your rates are higher. I used to scuba dive, so I might have to pay higher rates. I only did it. I didn't do it often. I did it, whatever. Whenever I did it, I actually learned the thing that was about last time I ever really got into any kind of scuba diving. So when we're doing certain things that are considered high risk, you can still get insurance. But in this situation, you may want to contact your insurance companies, like I said, and if you can find any information anywhere on the internet, anywhere in the world, anywhere, Australia, New Zealand, Turkey, Israel, Bulgaria, Romania, anywhere, England, France, Germania, Italy, anywhere, Croatia, Macedonia, Estonia, any place you can find, Africa, anybody in Africa that can hear me, here's my show. Whatever's going on down there, we need the world to see it as well. Because there's a lot of shit going on in Africa. I mean, four presidents died in Africa. One was a scientist. He sent the UN all kinds of shit. Dead shit, this shit, that shit, to test. All came back positive. Oil, fruit, whatever, positive. This guy was a biologist. He said, there's no effing way. You're going to give him $20 million. To kill his people. These are men of integrity. These are real leaders. They died protecting their people. They did everything they could while they were in power, while they were alive, to protect their people. Sad we don't have that kind of loyalty here in Canada. Sad we don't have that in the United States. What we have is a clusterfuck of screw-ups running the country. And killing people, and they don't care. They don't care. They have never cared. They never will. And again, any of you still believe that the government is going to protect you? And obviously, whatever you're smoking or drinking or experimenting with, you need to share that with me as well. Christians are also now being persecuted in China. It's just started now. But I want to make a point. I want to make a point here on this. Christians and Muslims are being persecuted in China because what they believe in goes contrary to the Marxist bullshit that they have. CCP, this is what's interesting about the CCP and Marxism. It could never have gotten off the ground if it wasn't for the help of the United States. Because the United States, with their capitalism, invested in China's Marxism, and now they are socialists as a result of getting money from a capitalistic society. It takes capitalism to make any system grow. It also takes capitalism to control a general population a lot easier. It's not about freedom. You don't have freedom. Nobody has freedom. What we have are privileges. See, if we really had any rights, Ford couldn't do this bullshit that he's pulling. If we really had any rights, we'd all be standing up for those rights, and there'd not be a damn thing a court or a politician could do or say about it, because you have those rights. Those cannot be taken away from you. They cannot be legislated away from you. They cannot be altered in any way, shape, or form. Those are our rights. That's the way it rolls. That's how it rolls in a system of checks and balances, in a system of what we call democracy, which really isn't democracy, but what we call democracy. That's in these things. Those are rights, those are inalienable rights that are yours, and nobody can take them away. Nobody can cause you to violate yourself because of a mandate. This is such bullshit. How many more masks do you have to wear before you start dropping dead of a heart attack or pneumonia or brain damage from a brain asphyxiation because you don't have enough oxygen in your head? How much long is it going to, you got to be before you realize that, you know, they're killing you? How much longer do you have to, what's it going to take before you recognize that your rights aren't really rights anymore? They're privileges, and your privileges are going to get diminished further unless you take this injectable bullshit that they want to tag you and then bag you. Okay, tag, gag, and then bag. You'll be done because you're complying. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today and they wanted to do somebody, you know, I said, well, just don't wear a mask. She says, well, you know, I don't think that'll make a change. I said, sure, it'll make a change. I said, if you take it off, somebody else sees you not wearing it and they take it off, you can start a chain of events. I said, big things don't happen. And I'm going to tell you this because everybody's got this idea that these magnanimous events that have happened in the past happened all at once. They didn't happen all at once. That's television. Big things happen when you take small steps to get there. If everybody takes small steps at a consistent objective, that's when you manifest something huge and magnificent. But it doesn't get there overnight. You have to work at it. Everybody takes one step. What is it? The journey of a million miles begins with one step. There's a lot of truth to that. You don't get to that million miles until you start taking the small steps. That's when you get there. Don't expect a handful of activists to do all of it for you. Everybody needs to share and do what you can in wherever location you're at to do whatever. Some people you are never going to reach. Don't worry about them. Just pray for them. Move on. Let God deal with them. God knows how to deal with them to get them to see have a reality check. If you're seeing a reality check, that's because God made it possible for you to see that reality check. Just leave them be. Tell them the truth. And then say, you know what? You're on your own. I've given you the reality check. If you can't get it, God will show it to you. That's all you can do. There are people out there that will never, ever, ever see anything. They don't want to see everything. They want things to stay the way they are. They think these are the good old days. They think that we're going to go all back to normal, that this is normal. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and my comment was, I think the loss of jobs are going on might be God's way of freeing mankind from slavery. Because when you look at the early history of the Hebrews, they had been enslaved for 300 years, building and constructing and doing all the work for the Egyptians. And they had gotten so used to that lifestyle, go to work, have some bread, a little garlic, and go to bed, maybe get lucky, make babies, and go back and do it again. But when after 300 years of supplication and prayer, God decided to free them. And what happened? What happened as soon as they got out into the desert? Oh, the good old days. We could have went back to normal. We're going back to Egypt. We had this in Egypt. We had that in Egypt. Losing sight of the real deal. Where they were going, what they were going to have, how God was going to raise them up to something even higher. But they had such a strong sense of being enslaved, and that's all they knew, they couldn't get past that thinking. So I think sometimes what's going on, again, this is my personal take on it, the perspective that I'm seeing, is that God is trying to deliver us from slavery. He's trying to remove us from slavery so that we can be truly free. That's my thinking on it anyway. Could be wrong. You know, because we've all gotten so used to these routines in life. As one guy was saying today, I was talking to him, he says he wanted to get away from the mundane. He's looking at other things to explore, to break the mundane of our lives. That's all we ever had was a mundane existence. Get up in the morning, pee, poo, do whatever, shave, you know, go, you know, have a coffee, some whatever you ate, if just not nothing, you had a coffee, or drove down the road, hit a coffee shop, grabbed a muffin, kept going into work, got to a job, did some job that you really hated doing because you weren't making any real money, and then you went back home, and you sat down for 2 hours, watched the boob tube, the news, and whatever, and then had a meal, watched some cartoons, and then went to bed. That was the summation of life. Now, if you're married, maybe you got lucky or whatever. Maybe the wife was in the mood and you tapped her on the shoulder and you got to rock her socks. But nonetheless, then you got up and did the same thing all over again. Or girlfriend, whatever you had, whatever you got going, because that's usually the way it works. Guys that have girlfriends see sex to get married, they don't see it anymore. It's an oxymoron, don't it? I never figured that one out. You know, I only got married once, that was it. I was done. I learned my lesson the first time. I got a buddy of mine, and we're always teasing each other about our experiences in the world of marriage. He says, You learned it once. I says, yes. It cost too much the first time. I wasn't about to do that again. He says, I had to go through it twice. Yeah, some of us are a little slower. I get that. Some of the women are going to say, oh, just probably speaking tongues here now. What I'm trying to get here, you know, it's the mundane, the routine. And I think God is trying to save us from that, trying to get us to evolve. That's just my thinking. Trying to get us to break these systemic controls over our minds. That's what it appears to me anyway. God is trying to deliver us and trying to elevate us to another realm of thinking, believing, seeing, maturing our beliefs, maturing our concepts, you know, so that we're no longer thinking like slaves. This is the bullshit, okay? This is what I told the one person that was here today. I said, look, God, you know, he wants us to be free, wants us to evolve, you know, and you can't do that if you're strapped to a bad way of thinking, you know. So that's just my take on it. Because, you know, before, the idea was read your Bible, go to church, and then, you know, and go back to work. Well, under a legalistic system, like the Hebrews had, this is what you do. Today, like I said, we need to really, again, expand or expound our thinking with God and what He's trying to work in us, what He's trying to evolve in us. That's, again, my thinking. 30 years ago, if you had asked me, I'd be working with nanobiology, nanobiotech, you know, creating EMPs and static surges and repulsors and grounding straps and talking about, you know, nanotechnology, nanobiology, targeted individuals, frequencies, towers. I mean, I would have told you you're nuts. It wasn't even my field then. Today it's another story. We are in a conundrum, and I think this is what God's doing. I think He's waking us up on a large scale. He's trying to get us centered to Him, I think, and I think that's probably what we all need. This is why I always tell everybody, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, read the Revelations, read the letters, read for yourself. I think this is part of the whole concept of getting centered. So I tell people to read the Bible for themselves, the Gospels for themselves, because I've been through the ringers with cults and MKUltra and TV evangelicals, because at the time, we didn't know any better. And they all spoke a smidgen of some truth, but most of it was just truisms and manipulations to turn the Christian, the body of Christ, into a slavehood where they start giving money to these institutions that were ungodly. So how they manifested and how they manipulated. So today I tell everybody, read for yourself. Now, I know what it's like to go through a whole whole, a dilemma of reading stuff, being taught certain things, and having to unlearn these things because they were wrong. Unlearn these things because they didn't really have any substance to them. So like I said, don't be like those Hebrews that, it was better in Egypt, it was better, this is why it was better. When you start going forward, don't look back. Even the biblical reference of Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot's wife, she looked back. She got what she was hanging on to whatever she had, and so she wound up getting what they got. I think too that God is, going to take us out. Not necessarily with a rapture. I'm going to wait on that one. But I do believe it'll be come out of my people will be a reality. I really see this. So we'll see. I think we need to do what we can to wake up as many people as we can, not allow them to be caught up in this quagmire. And, just to give you an idea, about fairness and parity and going back to the good old days, going back to normal. In Alberta right now, the pastor, James Coates, is having a court, be in court. And This is how the Albertan government is so full of shit. It says, court permits government to avoid producing Dr. Hinshaw's evidence on lockdown to verify the pastor's rights. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want it coming out. Doesn't it sound like a Chinese regime? A CCP regime? And then we got this freaking idiot here in Ontario. Another one in the order. And then the cops are saying, again, he wanted the police to stop people at random. The police said they weren't going to do it. That includes Windsor. Imagine that. They want the power so bad they can taste it. They want our death so strong they can taste the blood that will be coming from us. This is what's happening, There is no Mickey Mousing this at all, telling it the way it is and how it is. We need to wake up on these realities. This is not a government. This is a technological, totalitarian system they want to bring in. They want to copy China's system, so this way if somebody farts on the left side of their ass, they can shut down your bank account, you can't go nowhere, you can't get on the train, you can't do nothing. This is the beginning of it right here in Alberta. Okay, I'm giving you a report about Christians in China, and I'm trying to make the analogy of what's going on in China. It's now happening here in Canada. Out in Canada, for crying out loud. This is going to hit everybody. Muslims, Hebrews, Buddhists, Hindus, Catholics, Protestants, Baha'i, any New Age, whatever. This is going to hit everybody right across the board, because if you don't tote the party line, you don't tote what they say, you don't take the injections, you don't do what they tell you to do, you're not going to be allowed the privilege of going to church and pray to God. Because Alberta, like I said in one of the shows, has to protect God from Christians who may infect God with COVID. That's the only thing I can see that they would do this. It's ridiculous. And here in Ontario, it's the same thing. Ministers and pastors have opened up their churches and then they get slapped with fines. Are you effing kidding me? In Ontario? This is a predominant Christian province. We got everything under the sun here. We got Muslims here. We got Hebrews here. We got Hindus. We got Buddhists. We got everything here. We got Heinz 57 here. And we're going to now target Christians. You know why they're targeting Christians? Because they think Christians are going to be very easy pushovers because of the doctrines and dogma that some of their Jesuits and their Zionists who have infiltrated these churches have pacified the people. In the name of Jesus, they basically brainwashed everybody. It's such bullshit, Jesus was a tough, physical manifestation of God. He made a whip, went inside a church. I'm sure he whipped somebody's ass. He was another one of these guys and take no shit. He turned the other cheek when it was to the person's benefit so that they could become saved or accept him up the way. I mean, he had to turn the cheek with all. I mean, seriously, we got God in the flesh, turn, you know, and he's down here dwelling among us, and he's dealing with us. I mean, we are morons. Literally, we're morons. We can't see the kingdom of God the way we should be seeing it, you know. And he came down here nonetheless to help us, to elevate us from this moronic view, perspective we have, to a more godly one, you know. It's very hard. I have a hard time seeing heaven. I can't see heaven. You know, I can't even picture it in my mind. I read the diagram and I read the blueprint, but still, it's like one of those things that goes poop, you know. But I'll get there. Everybody will get there. You know, my hope is everybody will get there. Those who want the want what's real and substantial. So that's my thinking. I think God is trying to deliver us from the cycle of madness that we're in this perpetual wheel of slavery. Anyway, yeah, I got the one with the minister saying that the one of them was what the heck's his name? TV announcer down in the States, Tucker. Tucker has Trudeau on the network. Trudeau's his worst enemy. He comes around and says, "Wow, we know that the COVID doesn't work by itself." So putting a mask on is going to make a difference. This is hilarious. Totally hilarious. How is it that these ministers, I just heard today that the officials in Ontario and other places, like the premiers and the parliaments and the councils, don't have to wear a mask going into a restaurant. How is it that they can do this bullshit and nobody else can do it? Anybody want to explain that to me? The hypocrisy is a mile long. The hypocrisy is a mile long. You know. So, like I said, it's not. They are representatives of us. We pay their wages. And if they're going to shut down our businesses, their businesses need to be shut down as well. Put a lock on the door, put a lock on the gate, nobody gets in, have a drone patrol so nobody can go in there, and they too now can wrestle with the bank and the mortgages that they got to pay. You know, this is complete, utter nonsense. There's no boogeyman. What, these guys are all of a sudden Superman? They become invulnerable? Someone put some kryptonite into COVID so they can take double dose. I think that way sometimes. I know I shouldn't be, you know, I do pray to God for these people. I pray that God will remove them. Please, God, remove them. You know, they're not serving anybody. You know, give them a double dose, triple dose of kryptonite. Put a kryptonite mask over their face. Make it two or three layers deep. And let's make sure they take deep breaths. Here, oh, you're Superman. Here's a mask for you. Here it is, put two on. Now take a deep breath with that super breathing you got. Take a suck it in, you know. Oh, you dropped dead. Maybe. Maybe the mask killed. No. You had something wrong with you. That's why the mask had nothing to do with it. You died because you had something wrong with you. It's just like people, and all of a sudden they stop dropping dead. Oh, it's not the vaccine. Oh, no, it wasn't them. It had to be something wrong with the people beforehand. So why didn't they test before they gave them the shot? Amazing, isn't it? People blindly running in to give their arms to surrender their bodies and their soul to a medical establishment that hasn't tested anything. They should be testing to see if you can handle the poison. Does that happen? Oh, no. No, we got to kill you. You got to die. You're right. How long you been around? 20 years? Oh, you've been here 20 years too long. You got to go. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. We'll help you along the way. Here, bend over. Whammo. You got the PCR now. Let's inject you. Oh, look at you. You're gone. Ooh. Next subject. Put this one in a test tube. We need to extract the adrenochrome. We need to extract the organs. We need to extract the kidney, the heart, the lung. We need to extract the arteries. Yep, next. Soylent Green is next. Because once Silly Billy sprays the sky, you're going to be eating people. Recycled people mixed with a little soy and MSG. Yeah, MSG with recycled proteins from people. Yay! That's coming. That's coming. Let's see where we're at here. All right, I'm going to wind her down. Anyway, don't forget your assignment. And you can find anybody, and anybody who's listening to the show, if you know anybody who has been affected by exposure of people who have had the injectables, please send an email or, you know, yeah, send me an email, send whatever you find. Ask if these people can be, if they're free to give interviews even, or if they're free to allow their identity to be revealed. Some of them won't do it because they live in cities and towns that people would, get all mad at. So yes, if you know anybody who has actually had a violation of their health by just being around people that have had the injectables, please send me the emails or send me the information or send me the data with the link so I can then present it even on the show so that everybody will have an opportunity to see how dangerous these things are. Okay. Just so that everybody can see how dangerous these things are. Perhaps maybe we can get people to actually look at what's really going on. The dangers should not outweigh the benefits, or the benefits should not outweigh the dangers. If you're, and kids, seriously, if you got children, don't allow them to put anything into them. Their DNA of the future will be completely destroyed. Not worth it. Not worth it. I'll homeschool them. Her or him. Alrighty, as I say in the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Go and find a biblical reference, you know, or Bible. Read it. Read what Jesus had to say. Start with that. Start from that point. That's the starting point. That's where it all begins. From the one who came from heaven, died and went back to him. He's the only one that knows how to get there and back. I don't know how to get there. Nobody does except him. So I would suggest you would read. I shouldn't say him. That wasn't very good. Except Jesus. So read what he had to say. Read what Jesus had to say. Read how Jesus lived. Read what he was doing and who he was dealing with. You know, it'll take you a long way. Don't get caught up on statues and idols and queens of heaven and anything else. Read the Bible. Read the New Testament. Stick with the New Testament. Understand it. Understand it well. You know, there are other things you can read in the Bible, but first get to know Jesus, the one, the real Jesus that came down here to set you free. You know, whom the Son set free is free indeed. So go ahead, read what he had to say. Alrighty. On my site, I've got people there, all kinds of them, you know, from all different walks of life. You got Yanni, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself, you got Sherry Three Hearts, you got Deanna, you got Fiona, you got Liberty, you got all kinds of people there. Share the information, help them any way you can financially, and share their data, share their data, share their data. Alrighty, I always say near the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.